Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Lynn Whitbeck of Petite Queen. Lynn, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey, Gresh, I'm really excited to be here.
No problem. I'm super excited to have you on, and what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Lynn so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. Lynn is the founder and CEO of Petite Queen, and she helps the world by teaching women leadership skills to live richer and fuller lives. Lynn is the co-author of the highly regarded book, Practical Wisdoms at Work. Building on her successes and experience in executive leadership roles, Lynn shares the lessons learned along her journey, enabling positive change for women. Lynn, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
You bet. Let's get to it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about your background and what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah, I know. You'd asked me previously, like, why I started Petite Queen and sort of how I got down this road. Mm-hmm. And there is a story behind that. So I was at a crossroads in my life. My husband had terminal cancer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was horrible. I mean, but it gave me a gift. And that was the ability to look at things through a new lens. Mm-hmm. And it was the ability to reframe and mm-hmm. to look at where I was going and where I wanted to go. So, you know, when I put that in context, at the same time, my nieces and my daughter were all in that college phase and would be entering the workforce mm-hmm. Some imminently. So that was part of that context. And then, you know, when I look internally and about who I am, at my core, it's my internal driver is about being of service. Mm-hmm. And whether it was in my corporate executive roles or in the C-suite, it was startups, that's where I really live. And it's my passion. So it just, with that circumstance and that frame, it all came together. And that's why I founded Petite Queen.
Well, I'm definitely, yeah, obviously sorry to hear that, you know, what happened with your husband. I know that can be definitely something difficult, but I also think, you know, sometimes things happen for reasons. And like you mentioned, like the good that came out of it was that you were able to kind of reset and it makes you kind of cherish life, cherish, you know, loved ones around you even more and make you do something. Sometimes it helps you to recharge and to relook at things from a purpose-filled perspective than sometimes just kind of going along day to day.
Absolutely. I mean, some tragedies are not meant to be understood. But you can, you absolutely can. We used all that precious time. So it was filled with great memories. So you're absolutely right. Yes. Let's keep moving forward.
Exactly. That's all you can do. Everything keeps moving forward, you know, whether we wanted to or not sometimes. But yeah. I know you mentioned that pushed you into, you know, starting Petite Queen. Could you tell us a little bit more about that and, you know, what you're doing for the people that you're working
with? Yeah, and you hit on that. But Petite mm-hmm. Queen helps the world by providing women with programs and tools to achieve more faster. Mm-hmm. It's virtual mentoring. We deliver it through to broaden your career skills, you know, build those power skills, transform your habits, and emerge a leader. And we're an equal opportunity. All of our audience is actually 25% men. The content is universal, regardless of your gender identity. So mm-hmm. come on in.
Exactly. And so is it, it's all web-based where people can go online and do that, or do you have to be at a specific location? How does that work?
No, everything is virtual. It's okay. All web-based content. So podcasts, like we have podcasts like you have. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm super excited about your being on our podcast.
Me too.
So we have webinars, and webinars are actually a great tool for business leaders and entrepreneurs to review them, find content that they feel would be useful to push their team forward, mm-hmm. have their team review it, come together in a sales meeting, and then talk about it, and then how they can apply that right then, right there today to their own organization. So it gives them a great tools to access. And so there's just a wealth of materials. And when you join our community, we also provide insider bonuses. And I'm going to share those with your audience.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, hearing more about that and, you know, all the awesome things that you've been able to build. Because I think that, you know, when we're going through this, I think I could call it a maze called life, where you don't know which way you're going. It always helps to be able to kind of exactly tap into, you know, mentors or tap into people that have, you know, specific skills or expertises that you're able to kind of tap into so that you can kind of be a better yourself.
Absolutely. Every day is a journey for personal and professional development.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what would you consider to be like your secret sauce or thing that kind of sets you apart and makes you unique, or it could be for your organization too?
You know, I'm going to talk about Petite de Queen. And it's because there's a gap in traditional education and on-the-job training. Mm-hmm. And when we think about how women specifically are socialized, we're taught to be quiet, to be polite, and to sit in the back seat. Mm-hmm. So we have skills that we need to learn. And Petite de Queen does that. We empower women to try new things, to take on more responsibility, to achieve greater success in their lives. And it's really about focusing on those leadership and power skills that are universal and can be applied in any industry, in any career. And they're designed to minimize the learning curve, to get quick wins that you can apply right now today. That is the most important thing about learning, is taking something, even what they hear from today, and applying it in incremental steps. You know, you're not going to transform overnight, you know,
right?
But every day you can make a better your better you. So it's about pushing forward. So yeah. It just gets me really excited about that. So why reinvent the wheel? Why should women have to go through this learning curve every time? So let's cut to the chase and make it easy.
Exactly. Exactly. I appreciate you for creating that easy button, so to speak, to be able to make it a lot easier for women and, you know, even, you know, men to be able to do that. Because I think a lot of times there's, especially I've read, and I don't even know what the statistics are, but I just know that, especially with younger generations, we're starting to move to different professions at a higher rate than previous generations. I'm sure it goes, you know, on back, you know, that it's more kind of volatility or turnover or change, maybe might be a better word, but to be able to kind of learn and tap into those specific skills that regardless if you're in this position, you can still use it in another position, because that's kind of like the what's happening, you know, with society. I think that that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. And those power skills are truly, they can be applied in any industry, any career, any position. So
nice.
And that's so important.
Exactly. No, I definitely would agree with that. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And that can be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Okay. Yeah. You know, for me, it's affirmations. Mm-hmm. So Gresh, I mean, I don't know if you know, but 70% of our spontaneous thoughts are negative. And when you think about it, it's because our brains haven't evolved for like 40,000 years.
Right.
And so we're still in this survival
fight
mode,
or flight,
you know? And so we're hardwired. And it, when this, you get into this negativity, it drags you down, it drags your team down, and it drives down your aspirations into this dark shadow. And I'm not talking about the latest reboot of Dark Shadows, okay? So affirmations give you quick wins. They're easy, they're fast, and they are super powerful. And so you pick whatever it is, the topic, the item that's weighing you down or you want to change, and you write it out. And a simple sentence, you know, about putting that in a different framework. Mm-hmm. And then every morning you get up and you say it out loud. I mean, that's really a purposeful, like you're starting your day that, yes, I can, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really important. And I'm going to share an example, because here we are, we're doing this video interview right now. Mm-hmm. And I was struggling with video because we've been getting more and more into video in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. And it doesn't matter if I was trying, I couldn't memorize a script or what I was going to say, or if I was ad-libbing on a Facebook Live. Uh-huh. And I had this negative thought that, you know what, I can't do this. I'm not an actress. And I went, wait a minute, I can do anything. So I'm going to write this out as an affirmation. And I wanted to write, I don't have it anymore. I meant to write it beforehand, but mine was, I can learn to speak with assurance in front of a camera and acquire this skill with preparation, practice, and confidence. So, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm great at this, but you know what? I get better every time. And I'm way more comfortable doing this now. And that was the power of an affirmation. And, you know, for me, affirmations are so strong. They work in a few days. I can reframe and reform a habit of my way of thinking. And I can banish that negative thought because I've just said, I own this. Right. And so there are a lot of great apps out there for affirmations. And, you know, we actually do provide a bonus when you, an insider bonus as a member of our weekly Wisdoms audience, and you'll get that. And it's also about positive thinking and how powerful that is.
Right. No, I absolutely love that. And I think affirmations are everything. One of the reasons is I am CEO is because I am are the two most powerful words when you put the words, when you put them together, they pretty much direct, you know, your future and your destiny. So you have to be careful about what you're doing. And I love the fact that you touched on too about the 70% piece. I think that a lot of times we beat ourselves up even more about having negative thoughts. You're like, oh man, I keep thinking negative. I'm so whatever. And you get further down in that rabbit hole, but understanding that that's kind of quote unquote normal, but just like, you know, any muscle or anything that you do, you can exercise it and work on it on a daily basis, have those small wins, and it starts to create that momentum towards where exactly you want to go. So I appreciate that. Now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Oh, wow. You know, I do have a thought on that, and it's about the ability to change. Mm-hmm. And so if I was going to say anything to everyone out there is actively seek different approaches and perspectives.
I would definitely echo that as well. And I love because they both, you know, are aligned, you know, the actual hack with the nugget, especially too, because you do have the power to make a change. And I think sometimes you get into that mindset where, you know, you become a little bit more of a victim and you don't believe that you can actively make a change in your life. And that could be from, you know, a multitude of different reasons, whether it be your business or you're trying to figure out a different avenue or it's finances or whatever, you can basically say an affirmation and that starts that energy towards the actions that end up changing whatever you want to change. Yeah. Now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Lynn, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Gresh, it means being a thought leader, a change agent, and a peacemaker. I really believe it's about embracing a culture and an environment that's inclusive, that gives everyone the ability to grow and to move forward in their lives. That's what being a true leader is all about.
And I appreciate that because that's right in line with everything that you're doing. Like you mentioned the small wins that you're helping out, the people that are going to your site are also, I imagine, people that are on your team as well to embrace and understand those small wins so they create that energy and propel themselves into making those changes and making that impact that you've been able to have as well, you know, on so many people.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I definitely appreciate your time. Appreciate you for taking some time out with us.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And what I want to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best people can get a hold of you.
The only thing I'm going to say is I am so excited about Gresh and Lynn Part 2 when you're a guest on our podcast. And I'm really looking forward to that. This has been a great conversation. I really appreciate your having me on the show. And everything you're doing, Gresh, is so inspirational.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate you. And I know you're doing loads and loads of information and content for people as well, too. And I think you might have had an offer as well for people.
Yeah, absolutely. So we do, and I don't know how you want to provide that, but we have my book. If you'd like to get access to my book for free, we can provide that link to Gresh so that you can go and get it. It's a real quick read, a great resource, and it's got 5-star reviews, which is great.
I appreciate you for providing that book and, you know, doing podcasts and all the information that's helping out people. And if people want to follow up with you, what's the best way for them to do that, Lynn?
They can find me on petitetoqueen.com. If you go to our team, all my links are there for my LinkedIn, for my Facebook, my Twitter channels. If you send us a message through there, you can also ask us questions directly. I choose a question every week to answer. And so I have a really fun one. I'm doing this next week is about, you know, my boss is wrong. What do I do? So, you know, how to manage up, right?
Nice, nice, nice. Well, again, I appreciate you so much, Lynn. We will have those links as well, as I mentioned in the show notes, so that anybody can follow up with you, see all the awesome things that you're doing. I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Yeah, and you. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.